The first band to play the mother church of punk rock, CBGB's, wasn't even a punk band. Known long for ecstatic guitar solos and abstract lyrics, the group Television was one of a kind. Now, with the release on Rhino of a 25-year-old live broadcast and the remastering of their first two albums, it's time to hear their story from rock historian Ed Ward.
It was a teenage fantasy come true. Tom Miller and Richard Myers were boyhood friends, feeling trapped in the southern town where they grew up. They dreamed of running away to the big city, New York, and becoming poets. And that's just what they did in the early 70s. Tom changed his name to Tom Verlaine, and Richard became Richard Hell. They both wrote poetry and began hanging around the scene that was beginning to coalesce on the Lower East Side. In 1974, they formed a band, the Neon Boys, with drummer Billy Ficca, with Tom on guitar and Richard on bass. They weren't very good, but they played occasionally. Then, one day, somebody introduced them to Richard Lloyd, a guitarist looking for a band. It was just one of those miracles. He and Tom locked their styles together so well, it sounded like a four-armed man playing a double-neck guitar. There was another newcomer, too, a young poet named Patti Smith, who fell for Tom's lanky good looks. The Neon Boys recorded a single for Ork, a New York label owned by a guy who sold movie memorabilia, called Little Johnny Jewel, about someone who tries to tell a vision. Suddenly, the Neon Boys had another name, Television. Discovering a bluegrass bar on the Bowery with a biker clientele, Patti Smith convinced the owner to book Tom's band. The bar was CBGB's, and although no one to speak of came the first night, history was made. Bands that followed Television into that bar were very different, but the attention they drew got Television a record deal. After trying demos with Brian Eno and firing Richard Hell, whose drug problems had gotten out of control, they went into the studio and produced Marquee Moon in 1977, which many people, including myself, think is one of the best records of the 1970s.
I'm
next year's album, Adventure, was hated, although I still think it's pretty good in retrospect. After all, you only get to make one debut record. And I saw them on the tour they did to support it, one of the finest evenings of live music I've ever seen. What's incredible is that evening was recorded and has just come out on a CD. Considering that the band broke up soon afterwards, it's sort of a miracle, the lost third television album. Just as wonderful is the news that the band is reformed yet again. A previous reunion resulted in a mediocre album and a quick split-up. And the word I've gotten is, they're excellent. I hope so, because I've never stopped listening to their first two records. They're that good.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.